You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Another episode of Black Hair in the Big Leagues presents The Salicia Show. I am so excited today, folks. We've been away for a while, and I'm so glad to come back into this new season with fresh faces and fresh energy, and today is no exception. Oh, my beautiful guest today. I have just met her earlier this week, and she is just a fountain of... Ooh, I have a feeling we might get deep today. I'll say that. So we've got a Black female entrepreneur who started a nonprofit. We talked a little bit earlier this week, and I'm excited to do a deeper dive today. And this was my takeaway. We talked for like 20 minutes. What happens to people in their childhood informs what kind of adults they become, for better or for worse. Cindy started an organization that helps us understand why we are the way we are and encourages more compassion. It's called Aces Matter. Please help me welcome the founder and CEO of Aces Matter, Cindy Stanford.
That was a great
interview. How are you today?
I am well. I'm in sunny Florida, so the weather's really pretty today after Hurricane Nicole stopped through. So I have zero complaints. What's good about the hurricanes is that they take the internet for a couple hours, which forces you to like be with self because you don't have internet. So actually doing well.
Okay. Okay, because for a second, you mentioned earlier that it was 11:11. I'm like, wait a minute, she's in a different time zone than me. I'm so excited to talk to you today, and I hope that the technical glitches don't get in the way of it, because there's some stuff that we need to get down to the bottom of, and you gave me a little taste of it earlier this week. But before we dive in, I want to just get to know you for a second, Cindy. Here's what I know about you, that you live in Florida, that you're from Texas, that you have 3 degrees. What are they in?
The first one, I got a general studies bachelor degree because I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. I just knew I wanted out of school. So I went into school to become a teacher, but on record, it's a general studies degree. And then the other 2 degrees that I have are master's degrees, one in educational leadership and then one in technology information systems. So all over the place. But long or the short, my first degree got me a job in teaching.
We love an educated Black woman in the streets. We love an entrepreneur. Have you always been an entrepreneur? Have you had any other professions in your life?
So my first profession out of college was a special ed teacher, special education teacher. I fell in love with the innocence of autistic children, and I took a job working with children who had autism. So that was although I had no idea that was the path that I was going to be led down, that was my very first career out of college. And that led me to staying in education for upwards of 2 decades between the classroom and being a school principal. So I kind of got my being in charge experience when I became a school principal in my late 20s.
Wow. Already? That tells me a lot about a little bit about who you are, or who I might guess that you are, in terms of how much compassion you have for the people around you. And so what was it like for you growing up? And you can answer that however you would like to answer that.
That is a really good question. For whatever reason, I've heard that question before, but for whatever reason, it feels different hearing it from you. So I'm going to give you a response that you're going to get an exclusive response. I'm going to give you an exclusive response. What it was like for me growing up, normal. Normal is the word that comes to mind for me, Salicia, because from a child's eyes, if when you look around you and everybody around you is what outside of that household would call dysfunctional, dysfunctional looked normal to me because that was what I saw. And when I say dysfunctional, I mean, there was not a lot of Cosby, Huxtable-like families where I grew up. It's a lot of single moms. And so for me, what it was like for me growing up, normal is the best word that I can think of. However, I'm speaking from a child's vantage point. From an adult vantage point, it was very abnormal. Now that I have the lens to look back and like see, wow, we probably shouldn't have been around crack cocaine like we were growing up. But as kids, that was our normal. Like many of the people who grew up in the area of town that I grew up in this small little city called Lubbock, Texas, very segregated. We had a chance to see a lot of things as children that the textbook would say were not healthy things that kids should be exposed to. And so, that's what's coming up for me right now when you ask that question.
Wow. I've actually never thought about that in my own life. Like, if there was a switch of when you're living it versus when you're looking back at it, when did you realize that your childhood that felt normal growing up maybe wasn't? When did that shift occur?
To the best of my knowledge, Talisha, I knew something was off when I left to go to college. Because my decision to go to college was based on the fact that I would have my own bathroom and I would have my own shower and nobody would go through my clothes. Like I would have, like that was my decision. When I got there, I was like, what? I get my own bathroom? And so my decision to go to college and being around other people outside of my zip code forced me to realize that there were people who I would now interact with for the rest of my life that would not understand my story. That would not understand that domestic violence was commonplace with pretty much all the women in my family, like being in domestic violent relationships. And so I knew something wasn't right when I went to college because people were just different. They talked, they spoke different. They friended different. They had values. And so I get to college, but at that time, like a light bulb hadn't really gone off because I'm still in that young mindset. But fast forward to 2020, COVID forced me to try to figure out what was going on in the inside because I thought I was just going through depression and it was just so much. And so when I learned about the Adverse Childhood Experience Study, I saw my life flash before my eyes. What I learned is that because of my childhood, there was a possibility that I could live 20 years less, like I could die 20 years earlier than somebody who didn't have a comparable childhood, which meant that because of the types of things that I saw in my childhood and because of the types of things that my body went through in my childhood, it overworked a developing nervous system. And because it overworked a developing nervous system, it meant that by the time you start aging, your cells are going to be really tired. That's not how the doctors would say it, but that's basically the way I explain it to
you. Wow.
And if your cells have expended all of their energy just trying to feel safe in childhood, by the time you become adult, your body's literally eating itself from the inside out, it almost feels like. So there's some people who suffer from autoimmune diseases and fibromyalgia. Like it literally feels like your body is burning from the inside out. I was going through that during COVID and no doctor could explain to me what was happening. So I had to go down this rabbit hole and then I learned that, some of this toxic stress from childhood has to be manually removed because it's so deeply ingrained. Yeah.
So wait. When did ACEs Matter become? When did you did you do it in the pandemic?
This was a pandemic baby. Yeah.
Shut up.
The front door. I was like, the study that I built the company off of, it was a research-based study that I built this nonprofit off of. And that study actually was done in the late 90s. So the study that founded these 10 to 15 questions was actually done in the late 1990s. I just happened to get my hands on it during COVID. And I'm like, what? I got to tell everybody about this. So it was kind of like, I needed to begin the healing process, and then I wanted to find some people to take along with me.
ACEs matter. For somebody who is coming out of nowhere with no context, what is that in your words? Oh, thank you so much, Cindy. What is that in your words? And what does this test, what would this test mean to them? I'm very excited because I did take the test right before I talked to you today. And so I just want to hear that in your words.
In my own words, and I'm not going to use how the doctors define it, but by answering those yes or no questions, it's 10 to 15 questions. In my own words, those questions will give you a blueprint for what to do when you get stuck anywhere in life, right? Now, there are going to be some people whose childhood may have had some of those childhood adversities, but the biggest differentiator, Salisha, with those people who had similar adversities like mine is, did those people get help? Did some adults step in to surround that child with love when, let's say, XYZ happened? Maybe the sexual abuse happened, or maybe the mom and dad divorced. Did somebody step in? Did that child have enough protective factors around them to keep from having to struggle in adulthood? So in my own words, that test will give you a blueprint of what to do when you're having trouble in your relationships communicating. Mm. Knowing the answers to that test will also say where you could go if you've gone to every single doctor and every doctor just tells you you may just be stressed because we didn't find anything in the test results. Go back to your childhood.
We're going to cut for a short ad break.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Okay, so when we were talking earlier this week, I forgot what the context was, but I said something like, oh my goodness, what is wrong with these people? And you, in the most gentle, kindest, actually super likable way, you're like, it's not what's wrong with them, it's what happened to them. Oh, and I love that. I've been thinking about it all week. And how real is that? People who we don't understand, we're like, what in the world is wrong with them? Well, yeah, it some look like they crazy to us, but that doesn't mean that they're crazy. It just means that they've had a very different upbringing, a different background. And if you look, even when you're watching a movie, even the villain, if you watch the story of the villain, there's usually an arc there that led them to why they're doing what they're doing. And if it was from their point of view, you would be like, oh, wait, am I on their side, actually? It's like maybe even Robin Hood stealing, but why is he stealing? Like, is it for his family? Is it for, like, I'm talking about Aladdin, I mean, not Robin Hood. But I love that. And then there was a quote on your page on Aces Matter. If you don't willingly make time for your mental wellness, you'll be forced to take time for your mental illness. Any thoughts on any of that I just said?
Yeah. And the only way, thank you, Celicia, the only way I could validate what you just read is because I know my score. Right? So to your point, I would often ask, what's wrong with people? What is wrong with people? What is wrong with people? Even sick people, right? Like, you see, like, in my family, one of the addictions that my family struggles with was nicotine, because nicotine came out during a time where, you know, cigarettes was the thing to do. So when you see that cigarettes have killed so many of your family members, the first thing you want to say is, what's wrong with you? Why would you keep smoking if you know that this is going to happen? But now, because of the ACE study, guess what? I don't have to ask my family members who struggle with this addiction, what's wrong with you? I know what happened to you, and I know why cigarettes ended up being the thing to help calm those nerves down. So, yeah. So to the point about making time for your mental wellness, you need to know your score, because you may be going to a therapist for years and years and years. And if you're not making progress, it may be that your therapist needs more information from how you even got to this place of depression in the first place. So I will say, with the ACE scores, two things you have to be aware of. One, it's not a death sentence, but again, it's a blueprint, right? It's a blueprint for what could be in front of you unexpectedly if you don't have the right resources in place to deal with, let's say, if it's the mental part of it. But it also could be the physical part of it, because again, at the top I said that ACEs are connected with 8 out of the 10 leading causes of diseases in America, from heart disease, obesity, to depression, suicide, and it's on CDC's main page when you go there. So if you have 6 or more childhood adversities, which I, at the time when I scored myself, I had all 10 of those adversities on the original one. And on the CDC's website, it says, if you experience 6 or more of these, your lifespan could be reduced by 20 years. If you experience 6 or more of these, your body says it did not feel safe. So when it becomes an adult and it is old enough to make its own decision, your body is going to seek safety in things that are not good for it, like cigarettes.
Wow.
Addiction, sex, drugs, right? And so now that we know this information, when people get their ACE score, I want to make sure that I help people get to the right resources in a reasonable amount of time. You shouldn't have to be going all over the place trying to figure out, well, the right therapist or the right doctor or whatever, blah, 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 whatever that is. Like, knowing your score helps you start the conversation with the people you want to get help from, whether it's your therapist or your doctor or your parents, right?
Yeah. So as somebody who just took the test like an hour ago, I might reveal it later, but maybe I won't. I don't know yet, Cindy. But what does your score say about you? Should anybody feel embarrassed about their score? Should people feel like, oh, I'm doing good about their score? Like, what? Because I feel like a number can sometimes make a person feel like they're defined by it. So what do you think about that? Like, if I were to tell you that my score was, I don't know, how many questions were on there? 18 or something?
So you don't have to reveal your score. You don't even have to tell the whole story to get the support that you need. And no, don't be embarrassed by a number, because here's what we know, Celicia. There are two types of adults in the world. Those who had childhood adversities and those who didn't. They're going to speak two totally different languages. So it is of utmost importance that everybody learns about them, regardless if you had adversities or not. I can tell you that they're so common. If there were 10 people on your call right now, six of us would have them.
Wow.
So if we had 10 people on this podcast, six of us would have been affected by them and we wouldn't even know, right? Because people don't talk about stuff from their childhood most times, right? So I would say knowing that one in every six people, I'm sorry, knowing that six out of every 10 people have been affected by some sort of childhood adversity tells us as a society, it would do us justice to learn how to be compassionate for every single person.
I'm loving this and I'm like, I kind of want to give it to my husband after this and maybe some of my friends. I'm like, do you guys know your score? Like, this is so great. And it's great even if it reveals something about you that like you didn't know and maybe it might be negative, but if it is, it can turn into something beautiful. I feel like when you're more aware of what is going on in your life, in your mind, that is how you can take control of it or get on the front foot of it or to heal, I should say. And just because I when I'm looking at you, Cindy, I look at you through two different lenses. I see you as like the founder of ACES Matter, but I also see you as this inspirational Black woman who started something very beautiful in the middle of a pandemic. You're a businesswoman. And it is just, it really is inspiring. And I do want to know, how did you go from this is a great idea to let me actually make something of this?
Thank you. That's a good question, Salisha. How I went from, oh, this is an idea, you know, from taking it to idea to actually realizing it. When I started down the rabbit hole, Salisha, to see who else was talking about it, I found a lot of people. Like, there's a lot of people that have been talking about this since the late 1990s. But what was missing, Salisha, were the brown people with big natural hair like ours. There was no brown people talking about it. Very few, very few. And it was because of a brown lady who actually happened to be the U.S. Surgeon General in California this past year. Her name is Nadine Burke-Harris. She was the one brown person that I could find talking about this at the time. Okay. She wrote a book about it. And her book was one of the books that I read during COVID. And it was because of her book that led me to finding this. And so I knew that when I could not find people that looked like us having this conversation about our childhood, I felt like we could be that organization. And then the second thing that I noticed when I went down the rabbit hole is like, I use this word call or use this phrase called segregation of information. When you pull this information from the CDC's website, you need a degree to understand what it's saying. To leave that in the hands of somebody being educated enough to understand it is a risk. So I said, what if we can find different types of people to talk about it in a way that makes sense to people who may be 36 but have a third grade reading level? So that was what pushed me to take it from idea to like wanting to bring it to the public and just trying to spread this information as rapidly as possible. Because to your point, this is where the work begins. If we want to think about breaking generational curses in families, what they call curses, which is really not curses. The only curses is the knowledge. And if knowledge is the curse and we know that knowledge is the curse, why don't we give y'all the knowledge so that the curse can be broken?
Right. Oh my gosh. Okay, so where can people go to get this information? What is your website? Where can they go to like take their quiz? And how much does it cost?
The first thing, the quiz is free. You can actually take it, you can Google it, or you can go directly to my website if you want to get a PDF copy of your results. I love it because if you do it on my website, acesmatter.org, there's going to be an option that says take your ACES quiz. And what you'll do is you'll answer 15 yes or no questions. And after you answer those yes or no questions, it's going to email you a secure copy of your results. And you're going to count the number of yeses that you had. Okay. Then you're going to throw a party to say, I know my score. Right. It's not, again, I'm going to say loud and clear, it's not a death sentence, but it lets you be a part of the conversation that everybody deserves to be a part of. That's the celebration. So you're going to celebrate the fact that you are hyper aware that some things happened in your childhood that were not your fault. And one of those things could be maybe somebody was emotionally abusive to you, or you saw a lot of emotional abuse in your household. That is going to influence the words you use as an adult. If you heard and saw emotional abuse in your household, if you heard people being mean to each other, or people were being mean to you as a child and using really ugly words, guess what? Your vocabulary as an adult, whether you realize it or not, will reflect the types of words that were deposited to you when you were a child. And that is an ACE. So emotional abuse is an ACE. So people could go to the website, take the quiz, get their results, and then put that date on your calendar. If you take your quiz from the website, mark that on your calendar to say, this is the day that I found out. You know, this is the day that I am going to become a chain breaker. Okay. And when I have children, I'm going to know so much about this that my children will never have to experience some of the things that I experienced growing up. That's the start.
What do you hope becomes of ACEs Matter? What's your goal?
Thank you. That felt really good. And I'm so happy to say this. My highest goal, and although it's my imagination, I have this sense that ACEs Matter will help level the playing field. There's not a such thing, at least in my opinion, as catching up, especially if you come from a generation where your families were forced into slavery. There's no such thing as catching up, right? But when you learn about your ACEs, you can catch on, and the playing field can be leveled. Meaning, because you know your mental health and your physical health status, you can now educate yourself and your family so that future generations, and we should always be thinking in two generations, have a better chance at healing from generational trauma. And the last thing I'll say, Salisha, is that there's a study now, and they use this big word called epigenetics. And what epigenetics tells us is that trauma from your ancestors can stay in your genes at a cellular level for 3 to 5 generations. So if you have skin color like mine, and I know that my family came from generations of slaves, their paperwork to prove it. If your family was beaten and brutalized, that means unless somebody manually does the work to start the healing, that trauma stays in your body at a cellular level for 3 to 5 generations. That's us. We're that group. So my end goal for ACEs Matter, my big imagination is that because we've started this conversation, the playing field will be a lot more leveled because people have become aware, and we're celebrating our awareness, and we're changing how we raise our children.
Yes. I love that. Thank you. Okay. So this is so beautiful. And this is so, I feel encouraged also, like, you just dropped a quick little gem in there when you were like, we should always be thinking about things in terms of two generations from now. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. You mean it's not all about me? You mean I got to think about my grandchildren? Wait, what? Okay. How would I move differently if they're depending on me? Whew. Okay. I want to say thank you for coming on today. I do want to apologize for all the technical glitches, and I hope I can edit it together to where it's beautiful and seamless. But you dropped a lot of gems, and I am so grateful to have you on here, Cindy. How can people find you outside of this interview?
The first thing is go to acesmatter.org, and whether you engage in a relationship with me in the company or not, know your score. That's the first thing. After you've gotten your score, if you want to take action, the very first thing that I would recommend that people do is to sign up to get to participate in a movie screening. So we do movie screenings, movie parties once a month where we bring in people to watch a documentary online. Those are the first two things they can do. And I highly encourage it. It didn't cost you a thing other than your attention. So if you can afford to give us your attention, you're going to leave wowed, and then you're going to want to take the next step in making sure that your family has what they need before you start procreating, or even in your relationships. Even if you're not going to have kids, it's important to know, how will this influence how I talk to my partner or the people that I work with? So all that to say, know your score, and then sign up for to participate in one of our movie screenings.
I love that. Do you have an Instagram?
I do. It's Aces Matter. Aces.matter. I'm on Twitter, social media, all the channels you can follow us on. If you want to see how creative we are, we have a YouTube channel where we upload lots of videos, short reels, long videos. But yeah, definitely follow us on social media. That's where we post a lot of the things that we do, because sometimes they're pop-ups. And so if you're following us on social media, that'll be the place where you can most likely keep up with the things that we randomly do around the town.
Awesome. All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. You heard it here first. This is Cindy Stanford with Aces Matter. And Cindy, thank you so much for joining us today. And that wraps another episode of Black Hair in the Big League. Y'all, I'm so honored to have such great guests on this show. And if there's somebody who you want to listen to, please drop me a note on my Instagram at Salisha Thomas or at Black Hair Podcast, and slip into those DMs and let me know what you want to hear, who you want to hear from. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast, rate it, leave a review, tell a friend, follow us on Patreon at Black Hair in the Big Leagues. Y'all, I am so grateful that you are part of this community. It would not be the same without you. Shout out to Wilton Music for producing my theme song, Love COD. Shout out to Colin Tabor for editing this episode and most of these episodes. And shout out to you for listening. Y'all, my heart is so big and I feel so grateful. Thank you for listening to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas. See you next week.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.